We're recording, Simon. What do you have to say for yourself?
Hey, 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 it's the one and only Smelly Monkey!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all shapes and sizes, welcome to your favorite podcast with Gareth, Trevor, and Simon. Broadcasting from the top of Scotts Valley, it's
Smelly Monkey! Smelly Monkey!
Smelly Monkeys!
Well, thanks very much. And welcome back, Smelly fans. It is the Smelly Monkeys. Here I am, Gareth, Trevor, and Simon. Say hello, guys.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
And it is Thursday, October 6, 2005, and this is show number 19. Almost. Can you believe it? 19 shows?
In about a month.
We're pros.
I know.
Where's that sponsorship coming?
I don't talk very much.
Hi, this episode of Smelly Monkeys brought to you by Xbox 360. They give us all free games.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about?
Sam, what are you going to talk about? What animal?
Before you talk about animals, I got some...
But I'll go first.
I got some bigger questions.
I'm going first.
You're going first with the
animals? Don't backtalk me.
I won't. If you don't backtalk me. Let's talk about some fun stuff first. Spelling tests.
Hi.
You got a spelling test tomorrow. How are you guys going to do?
Guess how many words I only got right yesterday. If you choose two, it's correct.
Yeah, we had a bit of trouble with our pretest, didn't we?
Yeah.
But then you got
eggs.
You practiced them, right? You did get eggs. We went to a Boy Scout meeting at the coffee shop.
Uh-huh.
And I offered you hot chocolate. And what did you decide to eat instead, Simon?
Eggs.
So sorry for you, Dad.
I know.
But you are a big dummy.
What? That's not very nice.
Mm.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, well, apart from eggs, yeah. I have another question to ask you.
Yes?
Because I heard a rumor today. And that rumor is that you guys went out and got yourselves Halloween costume.
Yeah.
You guys want to announce and tell the world what kind of Halloween costume you
have? Mine is... What is it again? Mine is the King of the Phantoms.
And mine is
the Master of the Phantoms.
Mine is Master of Fire.
Wait there, you got King of the Phantoms... Oh, Master of Phantoms and Master of Fire?
Yeah.
What? I've never heard of those two costumes before. What are they like?
They're like all the way.
Phantom one is black.
Yeah?
It's supposed to be with an axe, but I got another axe to change it a little.
Yeah.
And for me, I have the fire thing, and it's pretty much all red with this little mask like Simon's, and so instead of getting one of the a different axe, I got
pretty much the same axe that he was supposed to.
There's a common theme. You both are really scary.
Yeah.
And you're both carrying weapons around with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you want people to give you candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's very interesting. What do you think people like in other parts of the world are going to think about that? Talking about other parts of the world, did we announce we got a listener in Alaska? We finally got that?
Yeah.
Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh.
And then we got a listener from Kuwait.
Ooh.
And of course, we got someone from Sunnyvale, California.
Yeah. I do giggly.
What you want to do?
Giggly.
Giggly laugh?
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, Simon, will you do good on the test tomorrow? Hey, another thing coming up right after Halloween is...
Our birthday.
Your birthday. What do you guys want for your birthday?
Ooh, I want a Roboraptor and a guinea pig.
A Roboraptor that looks like a guinea pig, okay.
No, a Roboraptor.
No, you've had your turn. Trevor, what do you want?
No, I want a Roboraptor and a guinea pig.
Okay.
And I want any toy except for girly toys that includes pets.
You want any toy except for a girly toy?
That includes pets.
Okay. So you want a girly pet, and Simon wants a Robo guinea pig.
Yeah!
Okay, I'll write that stuff down so I get it right. Golly. Is there anything else on your birthday? Ugh! Anything else on your birthday list?
Nothing really.
And you know who's playing tonight?
No.
Franz Ferdinand playing in San Francisco.
Boo.
Oh man, that would have been a good show to see. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Uh-huh, he does.
Where is our smelliest fan? We haven't heard from him for a long time.
Damien?
Yeah.
Because he's still sad.
Well, you know what I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, we were playing some of our songs and I think maybe Simon scared him off. Well, let's play a song that Simon sings on, and we'll see if that'll scare him back to us. Because he'll say, please never play that again, I'll give you $100. This is a song that Simon sings on. You guys want to listen to this?
Yeah. This earth is painted green. Let your love of earth for share. Oh, the ditch get in between. It's Dr. Dinner.
Wow, the crowd loves you, Simon.
Wow.
You know, have you thought about
maybe
quit second grade and go on the road?
No.
Rock and roll star?
No, I think what I would rather do is head south. And
where south?
Just head south where hopefully my fans aren't going to be.
Okay, well that's one interesting way. Okay, who's going to go first? Was it Simon?
Yeah.
Okay, let's, you know what?
I am talking about tortoises.
Wait a minute. Beep, beep. You know what we haven't done? I haven't done your new intro music, and I'm kind of sad about that.
I want to do it.
I haven't got it. We'll have to try it over the weekend.
Okay.
But for right now, we have the good old... Animals with Simon.
Hi. Hi, my name's Simon. I will be talking about animals. Who likes them? I don't know.
I like them.
Other than the people that are showing this show.
Sorry.
Camera crew.
Okay, finish your report.
Tortoises have big shells. They weigh around at baby probably around 200 pounds. But
as a baby, they weigh 200 pounds?
Yeah. Wow.
No, only 100.
Oh, actually, never mind.
Are they born in eggs?
No.
Oh, I thought they were. How are the tortoises born?
Wait, actually, they're born in eggs.
They're born in eggs. 200 pounds in an egg. That's got to be one big egg.
No, it's only 100.
100 pounds in an egg is still got to be a pretty big egg.
Yeah, and when they're full size, they're 100.
They're
400.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
They have a really big shell.
I imagine. Anything else interesting about tortoises?
No.
Where do they live?
They live in Africa.
Okay. What do they like to eat?
They like to eat grass.
They eat grass? But aren't they, in the sea?
No, these are tortoises. Sea turtles are in the sea.
I stand corrected. And who are their natural enemies? Yep.
Pretty much, lions.
Yeah, lions?
Yeah.
Well,
alligators.
I imagine, lions can catch them pretty quickly, because tortoises can't run there very fast, can they?
No, but they can go up in the shell, but then if they flip the shell over, which I'm saying will probably be hard, how much it weighs, and then they can probably scramble through.
Do tortoises eat meat, or they just eat grass?
They just eat grass.
Okay. What are those? What's that called?
Herbivore.
Wow. Check out the big brain on Simon. I thought you were going to talk about pandas this time.
Maybe.
Because I just got back from China and I bought you... I bought you a pet panda. Do you want to say what your name of your panda is?
Panda.
Simon, Trevor, what's the name of your panda?
Sheng Wang.
Sheng Wang. Do you know what Sheng Wang means?
Mm-hmm.
But that was the name of your panda, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to add about any other animals, Simon? That was pretty interesting.
Other than my brother just pulled up my headphones again.
You know, that reminds me.
Yeah.
There is a contest on the internet.
Yeah. Tick race?
Called Pop from another podcast called Pod Squad, and they're looking for people using the worst headphones, and I think we might qualify.
For me?
Well, look at us. We're just using these silly kind of old headphones.
Kind of. Mine are probably the oldest,
yeah.
But they keep on slipping off my hair.
my head.
Maybe we can get sponsored by a headphone company.
Yeah.
We can say, "Hi, this episode of Smelly Monkeys was brought to you by headphonescompany.inc. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
My time
in your dreams.
Love the smell and smell the love at smellymonkeys.com.
Oh, I think I got a smell.
No, don't do that. Don't. Ah, oh, Simon. Okay, let's have Trevor go.
You ready?
Sports with Trevor.
I'm going to talk about the, you know, the BFs.
Can I be excused?
You might have information to add to this.
I got to go to the bathroom.
Okay, we're going to take a pause break. All right, I tell you what, you run back real quick.
Okay.
Close the door, though, because we don't want to hear this in podcast land. Okay, Trev, what do you have to say?
I'm talking about Major League Baseball playoffs.
The playoffs. Who's in the playoffs?
Yankees, Angels, Astros, Braves, Padres, Cardinals, Red Sox. That's the big matchup. It's the...
The two Sox?
Yes, the Sox.
Wow. That's really cool.
And Yankees, Angels.
Who's your favorite to win?
White Sox over Cards.
You think the White Sox are going to go all the way?
Yeah.
What about the curse?
I know the curse, but I want them.
You want to tell our listening audience about the curse, especially people who may not be familiar with it?
The curse is the Chicago White Sox hasn't won a playoff series since 1915.
15, okay. So you think they're going to go all the way this time?
Hopefully.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So who do you think they're going to go against? The Cubs, you said, or?
No, Cards.
Cards, sorry, because I wasn't paying much attention.
Yeah.
So you've been watching many of the games?
No, I haven't, because I don't really have that much time.
Really? It's busy? Yeah. What are you busy doing these days? Working?
Yeah.
Yeah? How's that business going?
Oh, great. Yeah. $200 a year.
$200 a year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's more than Uncle Gwyn makes.
I know.
Oh, hey, you know, you should work for the same company I do. It's about the same value of our stock options right now. Hey, talking about sports, guess what we're going to go to tomorrow night?
What?
The homecoming football game.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah.
Should we put on pause and wait for Simon to get back? Because I'm not sure he knows we're going to do that. We'll pause.
No, let's keep it going.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Simon and his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay, what's his girlfriend's name?
I'm not sure.
Well, isn't it Milena?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Milena! Oh, Simon! Your date's here!
Careful. So, welcome back, Simon.
Hi. How's it been a week?
We were just talking.
How's it been?
Simon, when you were in the bathroom, did you wash your hands, by the way?
I like eggs, yeah.
Good. We were just talking about Milena.
Milena, the worst girl in the world.
No, well, we had some secret audio of you and Milena.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it? Here's how it goes.
In your dreams.
In my dreams. Maybe in Milena's dreams.
Yeah.
Hey,
look.
Put your headphones back on, Sai.
Because
we got
some gold.
That is nice. Hey, we were talking about sports, bud.
Sports.
And we were talking about tomorrow night we're going to go see the homecoming football game.
Yeah,
Scotts Valley.
And isn't some of the Cub Scouts going to come?
We are. We're doing it as a Cub Scout den, so it's kind of always good fun.
Yeah.
It means Dad has to get a plastic glass, so... Hey, stop doing that. But we're going to meet tomorrow night at the pizza place at 6 o'clock, pizza, and then after the game...
6 o'clock.
And guess what? Not our exchange student from Thailand is planning on going to the homecoming dance afterwards. I keep on thinking of that song from Aerosmith. But I don't know.
There's a secret audio.
For you and Milena.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hey.
That'll be in your dreams.
Gosh, that's a lot of dreaming going on. Hey, any more in sports, Trevor?
There's something wrong with this bionicle.
Any more in sports, Trev? Nothing?
Not really.
Okay, so you talked about the curse. You talked about your favorite team. Who do you want to win the baseball playoffs, hey?
The Rams.
The Rams, they have a good chance of winning the baseball. Hey, there's Not. Not, do you want to say anything about your homecoming dance tomorrow night?
I know. Can I do it? Can you please step out of the room?
No. I don't have girlfriend.
Uh-oh. So if there's anyone listening out there that would like to be Nut's girlfriend, please email us at show@smellymonkeys.com.
Okay. Or maybe I would kiss someone before.
No. Oh, no. Hey, if you want to, you could actually, I'll put in our show notes a link to Nott's blog so you can see how Nott's enjoying his stay in the United States, and it'll be in our blog. Hey, anything else, guys, before we log off?
Yeah, no. What about your turn about technology and music?
You know, I don't really have much to add.
Oh, my wiener.
Hey, guys, stop.
He hit me.
Stop.
Ooh,
hey,
it's a shark.
Real quick, I do want to talk about one thing.
I like sharks.
I do want to talk about one thing. You guys got to do Bobcat ceremony coming up pretty soon. What are you going to say when you get turned upside down?
Oh, no, it's falling. It's falling. My pants are falling.
Oh, no, I think I'm getting an atomic wedgie.
Okay, good. Good to see the common theme of pants falling in underwear.
My name is Trevor.
Wow, wow, wow.
Okay, before we get going, because I can tell we're...
Keep on, stop pulling my headphones off.
Sorry. Hey, if you guys got new headphones, we could sure use them right now, right? Especially Simon.
Yeah.
Hey, before we get going, let's tell people, one of the we do this for a lot of fun. It's a good time.
Yep.
We love to hear from you guys, so do not be afraid. We don't bite. Send us an email. Just if you can't think of anything to say, just say hi, H-I. Otherwise, just tell us where you're from, what you like about the show, or just say hello. Our email is show@smellymonkeys.com. Or if you want to reach Nott for his date, you can reach Nott at Nott@smellymonkeys.com. Let's see what else. You can call us at 206-666-KIDS. We did have a message from Paul McCartney, by the way. Or at least he said he was Paul McCartney.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
we'll have
ooh,
to listen to that ooh. off the air.
I think I know the message.
Yeah.
Dad and Paul McCartney sitting in the tree. K-R-S-S-I-N-G.
We are digressing here, so I'm going to say goodnight.
Night comes because it's right now comes the baby sitting it out.
Hey, hey, what's happening to them? Okay, good night, guys.
War domination.
World domination. Say goodnight, guys.
Goodnight.
Hi, thanks very much. You've been in the podcast pickle, podcast alley. Don't forget to subscribe to us at iTunes and the Smelly Monkey Show, number 19. Thanks for joining.